Bruchim Abayim to the seventh and the continuing series of lectures, Shi'urim, on the sources of the Halacha as they emerge from Chazal and they continue through the Rishayim, the little commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. As I mentioned last week, we're going to speak about the Sugya, discuss the Sugya this week, on Dal Amud Beis. We're going to discuss Smichas Gula Tfila, that means the halacha that one is supposed to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim in particular, as it appears in Kriya Shema included, right, before the Shemana Esrei, before one recites the Shemana Esrei. The sugya that we're going to focus on is on Davdalan Amud Beis and Brachos. The Gemara previously brings a braisa, which actually we discussed last time with reference to the Magen Avraham and the Rav Kiva Egel. And the Gemara says, the braisa says, Kaye Kriya Shema Mispala. That's what the braisa says. So Omamar, I'm reading from the Gemara in Talmud Beis, right after the colon which should appear in the Vilna Shas, and the Arskol Shas, and that's the Shimon appears. Omamar, Kaye Kriya Shema Mispala. Person says Krishma and Davins, right? Misayelen Rabbi Yechonah. So this is a proof or a proof, a gaya support for Rabbi Yechonah. Dabar Rabbi Yechonah is a ben olam haba. Who's called a ben olam haba? Zeh hasemek gula tefila shel avos. A person who is semek gula tefila shel avos means he says Krishma, and part of Krishma is either the third paragraph of a yomer. Or Emes V'yatziv, or Emes V'muna, in this case Emes V'muna, right, before, and then after that he goes to the Shemana Esrei. And Rabbi Shubha Levi Agazim, Rabbi Shubha Levi Oimer, Tfilois Be'em Tzatiknu. The Chazal set up the Tfilos in such a way is that one says Kriya Shema in the morning, and then one davens one recites the Shemana Esrei of Shachris, then of Mincha, then of Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, a person says Kriya Shema, I guess, before he goes to bed. So according to Shubha Levi, the tefillahs be'em tzatikna means the tefillahs are sandwiched in between the Kriya Shema of Shachris and the Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv. That's what Shubha Levi said. And the Gemara says, my kamiflage was the machloikas. So the Gemara says, mi bayis emekhoi, bayis emesvora. And the Gemara goes on and speaks about the machlokes of Rabbi Yechonah and Rabbi Shubha Levi. Okay? Now, it's clear to the Rishonim that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonah for the very simple reason is that the Gemara brings a raya from the braisa to Rabbi Yechonah, right? The sailor of Rabbi Yechonah. Now, so we have over here the halacha that the way it's ruled, according to Rabbi Yechonah in the Shulchan Aruch, that we pass not like Shubha Levi, but rather we pass him once we say Kriya Shema, and then we should, we double the Shemana Esrei. And in fact, actually, one of the arguments that Tosfos argued on Rashi, Tosfos based on Aleph, which we spoke about, I think, the very, very first Shia, I don't know if I mentioned this, the Raya of Tosfos is that if, according to Rashi, the main Kriya Shema that I'm saying is when I go to sleep at night, so Tosfos says that's true, that would come out. That we are paskening, that we rule like Rabbi Shubha Levi, and when in fact, actually, I don't kaimelon Rabbi Yechonah, we hold a Rabbi Yechonah, that asemekul tefila, right, is called ben olam haba, and that's how we rule. So it's clear to Rabbi Shainin that lacha is like Rabbi Yechonah. Now, what I want to do now is I want to turn to the Tosfos, the other Rabbi Yechonah in Dalamud Beis, the second Tosfos, Dibar Baskel, the Rabbi Yechonah, Eze Ben Olam Haba V'chulei. So now, Tosfos says, raises a question. And this is a very interesting Tosfos, because the Tosfos actually, the type of Tosfos that we discussed in the first year, when we see that what the way the Gemara rules appears to be in contrary to practice, the Minhag. Now, those of you who live in America, who have lived in America or in anywhere else other than El Yisrael, and you'll notice that in my live, I don't know if that was your minig, but many people say a whole, after Hashkiveinu, say a whole Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen, Amen V'Amen, the whole set of psukim, included with Yirin and Nevi'is Machli Beinu. That's the, many people say that, people don't say that. In any case, after that we say Kaddish, and Ma'irev, that we see in Al Jazeera, we say Kaddish, we say Chatzi Kaddish, and we done with Ma'irev. So, Tosfos says, Na'amav Yechon and Ezra Na'amav Chule, and Tosfos is basing themselves on the assumption that the halacha is like a Yechon. So the Tosfos asks, Va'anu she'oimu yireinenu upsukim acherim, achash giveinu, we, in Tosfos, whose minig was to say the psukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen V'Chule, and then to say yireinenu, right, after Shkiveinu. So therefore, how can we, in other words, how do we reconcile this custom, this minhag, with the fact that we rule like a b'yechida, then one is semikul with tefillah? Because here we see that the entire, the bracha, the paragraph of bracha shemelam omim yomim, yireinenu, is a hefsek, right, between geula, emes formona, and between shmoneh esrei. So says Tosfos, "V'niru hoyel v'tikinu l'rabbanan." Says Tosfos, since the rabbis established this, we'll see in a little while who the rabbanan established it. It's clear it's not the Gemara because the Yirin does not appear anywhere in the Shas. Have like a gula richter. The kinu l'mazav b'toyer kach yispalu chaveru. Okay, right, the gula richter. So in other words, Tosfos says like an extended geula. Now, what does this mean? The Gemara itself asks a question on Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara's question is that, in other words, we say Hashkiveinu. Doesn't Hashkiveinu, you know, the fourth bracha of Kriya Shema at night is Hashkiveinu. Doesn't that constitute a hefsek between Gula and Tefillah? So the Gemara says that Hashkiveinu was called the Gula Arichta. It's called an extended Gula. So Tosfos says, in the same way that the Gemara said that Hashkiveinu is called the Gula Arichta, so too Yireinenu is also called the Gula Arichta. Now Tosfos mentions that this is true because Chazal were masakin. Chazal, or not Chazal, Rabbanan, right, established the bracha of Yireinenu. So Tosfos says, why did they establish such a bracha? So Tosfos says, Takinu loyma zesh v'toy kach yispal chaveo gam ho, v'lo yeh mechanesed ad shigmo kolach tefilosa. They wanted that perhaps people, in those days, as we'll see later on in Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah Medina, in those days, staying in the shul late was rather dangerous. The shuls were outside the communities. So they wanted to make sure that a person touches mash, but that a person would be delayed so that everybody would be able to go home together. No one would stay alone in the shul. We'll see different variations of this. But basically, the takana was that no one should be left in the shul by himself. Either, we'll see, either there was a, you know, you just say this and go home, but either someone would actually say it and spend a long time, someone would have enough time to keep up, to catch up with and go home with it. Okay, that was a takana. So Tosfos says that's the thing with Masakin. The Gam says Tosfos in addition, Yesh Poisim Psukim Yudchas Haskarot, says Tosfos, the Psukim that we say, beginning with Boshem Yerim of Yomain, there were Yudchas Haskarot, that means there are 18 names of God, Kenegad Yudchas Boshem Shmoni Esrei. And these 18 names of God correspond to the 18 benedictions that we have in the Shmoneh Esrei. For others, Tikulahem, Oysam Psukim, Tikulahem, Machasim, Shiyoinenu. So, in other words, since they established these 18 Psukim, which are, right, so they established the Nusach of Yoinenu, which is a Bracha. And exactly what it wants to say by that, it seems to be, it's sort of like a miniature Shmoneh Esrei too. In other words, not only is it Gula Richta, but it's a type of a Shmoneh Esrei. That's what it seems to be implying. We'll get to this in a little bit more detail. Okay, and Tosfos concludes to say, okay, now that we were miyasher, now that we resolved, reconciled the minig with what? With halacha. So Tosfos says, halacha is like a b'yechanan. Halacha b'yechanan, the b'raisa m'seyalei v'chein pasachos gedoyis. Okay, so says Tosfos, halacha is like a b'yechanan, because first of all, Gemara brings a raya for the b'raisa b'yechanan, because it goes pasach b'yechanan, halacha is like a b'yechanan. Okay. Vimkain, Yehizah, Shalasabah, Ben Gulun, Da'al, Vith, Shmon Esrei. They have a person trying not to make a hefsek between the Gula of Ma'irev and Shmon Esrei. Although the person shouldn't be mafsek. That's what Tosfos ends up by saying. Okay, so in other words, so once again, what Tosfos clearly says is that the minhag to say, Baruch Hashem, Le'ilam, Omim, Yomim, and Yirei Mevi Sfach Libeinu, right, is not a stira, a contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan. Tosfos says, first of all, since it was established, the Nusach was established by Rabbanan, by rabbinical authorities, So it has a status, what's called Gula Richter, similar to that of Hashkivedim, which the Gemara says explicitly is Gula Richter. In addition, it's also Yud Ches Haskalas, which is like a Shmona Esrei too. So in a certain sense, you have a mini Smichas Gula Tefillah. In either case, says Tosfos, our minute to say this, is consistent with the Psak Halacha, which is like a Birchana. Okay, this is what Tosfos says. In other words, Tosfos understands that this is a Gula Richter, etc. Okay? So, in other words, it's not a steal, it's a little feeler, everything is happy. Now, Tosfos Ha'a brings the Seder of Rav Amram Goyim. Okay? Umi was Rav Amram Goyim, Pirish, Masha Anu Oymim Kaddish Ben Gul Litfila, Avis, Lashmina, the Lobby Inna, and this is Gul the Avis Litfila. Bishum Litfila's Avis Rishos. Tosfos says, please Rav Amram Goyim, because what this? Tosfos ostensibly addressed themselves to Yilalei Neinu. But those of you, I mean, you might have, you know, noticed that in addition to Yireinu, even if you don't say Yireinu, I mean, everybody says Kaddish. So why do we say Kaddish? What about Kaddish? In other words, even if we don't say Yireinu, and Boshem Yomam Yomem, we say Kaddish. So Avam, instead of Avam Goy, it says, that which we say Kaddish, before Shabbana Esrei, right? In fact, actually, right, is precisely because we don't have to be some Gula Tefillah. Because for the Nusach HaTefillah of Kaddish, it's clear that the Lacha is that we have to be some Gula Tefillah. Why is that true? Why not? Because Tefillah's Mayim is Rishos. In other words, the Ma'am Goy doesn't say when Pasuk of Yechaman. But the Gemara Paskins and Daf Chavzayinu Mudbeis that Tefillah's Mayim is Rishos. Right, Tefillah's Mayim is Rishos. And because of that, one second. Gemara of Zayin Beis, we paskin that Tefillah's Mayim is Rishos. And because of that, says the Tosfos, we can have Kaddish and be something called Tefillah. Now, so Tosfos says, Loi Nihira. This is what that's Rav Amram Goyim says. The Tosfos is not here. The Tosfos disagrees with it. Why does it agree with it? Because if, in other words, what it says Tosfos, then came Rav Yochanan Tefillah Tefillah Av with the Chayva, the Plukti, the Rav Rav Yochanan, little Rav Yochanan. Tosfos says that that's true, so you've created a Machlokes. Tosfos says in Chavzayin Amud Beis, Rav Paskins at Tefillah Smayr, Gemara Pasdak Rav, says Tefillah Smayr for Shush. By the way, if you look at Chavzayin Amud Beis, you won't find Rav, you'll find Lover. But we'll speak about that in a little while. But Tosfos evidently had different gifts in our Gemara. Tosfos says, you have a problem, because if you say that Tefillah's Mayim Rishus means ipso facto, that you don't have to be suitable at Tefillah, it turns out we have a Machlokes, Rav, who the Gemara passes like Rav, and Chavzayinu with Beis and Lachis, let it run the fourth parak, then what? Tefillah's Mayim is Rishus, and Machlokes of Yechanan, who by saying that it's something called Tefillah, Paskins and what? That Tefillah's Ma'arif is Chayva. And we know that a Machlokes of Rabbi Yechanan, Paskins of Yechanan. Right? Everybody knows that. You don't know that? Talmud Aleph in Beitza. Right? Right? Rabbi Yechanan, Paskins of Yechanan. Right? So therefore, that can't be. It can't be. Because if that, according to Avraham's Goyim's argument, right, we shouldn't say Kaddish. So says Tosfos, V'nachin l'hach b'nazel l'sapir b'nasayim, okay? So now we have a problem. We have a stila. Right? So Sarah says, Kach Hilchas HaHilchas. So we have a stila. The Kaimah Tefillah's Arav Rishos. We hold Tefillah's Arav Rishos. Gemara Kli Paskas Arav Rishos. V'hachav here, Paskin Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara Paskin Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara says the price of right to Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, says Tosfos, Tzorach Leibat, Afili Sarah Rabbi Yochanan, Gerav Dham Rishos, Yivi Komakom Mechaib L'Sabonich. Im Ken Galut. Says Tosfos, the two Rav Avram Goyen's premise is rejected. Namely what? The two issues are separate. They're mutually exclusive. In other words, Rabbi Yechon also hold Ma'ariv Rishos. But when you daven Ma'ariv, you have to be something with Tefillah. That's what Tosfos says. In other words, Tosfos says, Rabbi Yechon also Ma'ariv Rishos. There are times if you should know something, Tosfos, we'll discuss this in Yitzhak Shem a little bit later on, I hope we get there, that Tosfos Chaval Ben Aleph says, that the Chavav Ben Aleph, Tosfos says, we say Tosfos Chaval Rishos, doesn't mean you have to daven. Tosfos themselves holds that you have to daven Ma'ariv, except that what? Rishos means, if there's another mitzvah, so you do the mitzvah instead of daven Ma'ariv. You know, the Ma'ariv is a mitzvah, but it's less of a mitzvah with respect to other mitzvahs. So I have another mitzvah, I do the mitzvah of Dan and Maida. That's what Mishra shows. But in any case, Taisman says Rav Avram Goyim is incorrect. And rather, the two issues of the Shots and some of the Fila are mutually exclusive. Okay? That's what Taisman ends up with. Okay? Very good. Now, this is actually a very complex Taisman. Okay? What I want to do is, I want to take a look at what some of the other Rishonim said. What was the origin of Yirei Neinu, Baruch Hashem Elohim Omrim? What was the origin of that? So, the Tosfos mentioned that they would say that because they didn't want people to be left in the shul, you know, too late. Now, and the question is that we have two things here. In other words, the Tosfos is a little bit difficult. Tosfos speaks about Yirei Neinu, of Amon Goyim speaks about Kaddish. And of course we all know that, you know, that there are different minhagim. Some people say Yirei Neinu, some don't say Yirei Neinu, but everybody agrees to say Kaddish. Now, in Daf, in the Rosh, right, the Rosh says the following thing. The Rosh says, I'm reading the Rosh in Perek Aleph, I'm Halacha Hei. Says the Rosh, Tema al minhageinu. This is a question our minim, our custom. She'anu mafsikin ba'avis b'psukim. Right? We, actually, between Gula and Shemana Esrei, we make a hefsek, make an interruption of psukim, right? Psukim. Yirei Neinu. And Kaddish. Okay, the Rosh says all three. And you can't say, it says Tosfos, not like Rav Avram Goyim, you can't say that we hold like Rav, who says, right, that in Chutnav Chosayim Abba Beis, that's Tfilas Ma'arav is Rishus, right? So that's true, then Cain, who come out of Yechon holds, that's a Chayfa, and Rav Yechon, like Rav Yechon. Then we can't answer like Rav Avram Goyim says. So he says, and also to Hashem, Rabbi Yechon, Zabba Kamarav, Filah HaKabacham, Nesbot. And who says the two issues are related? Maybe Rabbi Yechon also holds that it's Rishos. So says the Rosh, Ominek Zeh Nahagu, Oysay HaHamoy. Says the Taisfas, the Hamoynam, the people, right, adopted this custom. Lefi Shev Yameyem HaRishonim HaYubadik Nesvei Shalem Masadis. The shuls were in the field. And they were afraid to stay there after Ma'ariv. What happened was, okay, says the Rosh, something very different. They didn't daven Ma'ariv. Or put it this way, what they did was they davened an abbreviated form of Ma'ariv. Says the Rosh, what they did was, they said there's 18 psukim, these psukim, with the 18 askaris, names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, said Yirei Neinu, said Kaddish, and they left. In other words, and that was the Shemana Esrei, and actually, the Rosh is explaining exactly, right, so it comes out according to the Rosh, it's a little bit different than the Tosfos. In other words, the Tosfos you could learn means, you could learn the Tosfos possibly, that they said this in addition to Kaddish, and then it was down in regular mind. The rest is not. And there was a custom in those days, not to daven entire Ma'ariv, but what they davened was, they davened the Yirei Neinu, which was like abbreviated form of Shemana Esrei, they said Kaddish, and they left, that was it. They left, that was it. Okay, now, very good. Now, we don't do like that, right? Our shuls, Baruch Hashem, are not in the field. And we daven around the Shemana Esrei. So says the Rosh, so therefore, if that's true, why are we saying Yirei Neinu? But why are you still saying Yirei Neinu? So says the Rosh, V'ash Shanam Yisbalim Avos Beis HaKnesses, even though now we daven a regular Shemana Esrei in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul, like this battle of Midrash Rishon. The Midrash Rishon wasn't this battle. What? We kept on doing it. Mikom HaKom, Ein Lav Sim Yitzvah Bachelim, Ela Kemo Shanog. So the Rosh still, nevertheless, you shouldn't, you know, speak about anything else. No, in other words, now, you should know something, is that the opinion of other Yishedim, though, I think the Rashi brings the Ramban, the Ben Yehuda, they didn't say it. They didn't say the... In other words, there are many Yishedim, The Rashi brings the opinion of several Rishonim. The Ramban, the Ben Yonah, did not say Yilei Neino. Because Yilei Neino was an abbreviated form of Shmoneh Esrei. Now that we say the entire Shmoneh Esrei, so therefore, there's no reason to say the abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei anymore. Okay? However, you should know that even those Rishonim who dropped Yilei Neino, no one dropped the Kaddish. No one dropped the Kaddish. And the question is going to be, why don't they drop the Kaddish too? If you drop it, Yilei Neino, you should drop the Kaddish. Not to mention, of course, what is this? What is this? You know, just because they were noig a minute like this, times have changed. I mean, times have changed. We should adapt the full Shmoneh Esrei. We should drop both the Chatzi Kaddish and both the Yilei Neino. Okay? Now, what I want to do is, one more reason, I know that is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, which appears in the Rif, it's Dav Dezim with Beis in the Dapeh HaRif, he says the following thing. He says, Yesh l'shol, al ma samcho oyum ha'ayisim lo'y b'achach ha'psukim shol brochus, ha'melech b'chvoidoi, shal zeh lo'y amu kigul ha'richter, damya. In other words, the Gemara didn't say on these brachas go to Damil, right? The Gemara only said on Hashkivayno. Vayivavsoko, mitzvot chacham hayu, alright, now it says, u'mitzvot chacham hayu nenoim l'omer. Some chacham didn't say this psukim. V'kachem minhagu shomayri ha-Ramban, right? Right? The Ramban didn't say this psukim. Aval mayu ha-bina yoyna kuroi v'nosan tam l'minik shenau kolay l'omer. The Maiz, he said, in Vashem ben yoyna gave a tam. Maybe he said it. I think, I remember the Rashbura that ben yoyna didn't say it, but whatever it is. So now, the Rabbeinu Yonah gives an explanation why we say this psukim. The Ramban didn't say the psukim. So, says, this is actually the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. He's saying, B'shem, in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Shebetchila shahayis et tfilas av shoshos. In the beginning, when Maya was reshos, hayu oimim eilu ha-psukim, they used to say this psukim, sheyesh b'myuches haskoles, k'neged yuches brochus. V'chois et n'alayim, for oimim kaddish, for Yaitzen. Very interesting. The Ben Yonah is a different lashon. In the beginning was Mayim's Rosh Hashos. In other words, the Rosh gave a reason that they said these psukim because they wanted to leave the shul quickly. It was a sakana, it was a danger to be in the shul. So they had a brevich monastery and they left. The Ben Yonah says it a little bit different. He says, in the beginning, Mayim's Rosh Hashos. Right? So, they didn't bother saying Shmoneh Esrei, but they said the previous Shmoneh Esrei. So they would say, it's Keneged Yudchas Brochus. Right? They would say the Psukim. They would make a Chasima, Yilei Neino. And they'd say Kaddish, and they would go out. In other words, they wouldn't daven full Shmoneh Esrei, not because of Sakana, but because Ma'ariv is Roshos. So he says, V'yachakach, Av Bishakavu Uchovah. Now, in later generations, Klai Yisrael took on the minig, then it became a chayv. He says a kavur chayv. They made Ma'ariv to a chayv. This is of course the Eitzchak Zemes Hashatz for sure, right? Nisha Hagavu Kamaya Minig Harishon, but things remain like the first minig. For Lo Havsavim Minig Lulat Fila Kevin Mechila Daitin Achi Kavur Chayv Lo Mikri Havsak. In other words, things remain the way they are. Okay, things remain the way they are. Okay, so once again. So it seems to be, we seem to have a little bit of a dispute machlekes between the Rabbeinu and the Rosh. Why were they kaveya? Why did they establish the Yirei Neinu? Was it because there was a danger to be in the shul? So pekuach nefesh. So they had been pushed by the same left. Or was it because Maya was Rishos?
Why doesn't it amount to a hefsek?
Because since they were kaveh, came the chilek kavua, date the kavua, chayv lo mikri hafsek. Whatever chazal kaveh something is not called a hafsek. Just like example, the achronim rishonim asked the question: how come every example chazal is not called baal tais? The answer is chazal kaveh is not called baal tais. Okay, it's not called a hafsek.
There's no chazal who made this type of.
No, this is from the guy, and it says the other rishonim say explicitly from the guy.
Well, the Rosh said it was the Hamayim that did this.
Fine, but and the Hanami, but it's what?
They did it, and the rabbi said, "No, let them do it."
No, I think the Hamayim, the people used to do it, but I think it comes from the Gaonim. It's not even the Pirlik. I think it's called the Gaonim. That's what other Rishonim said. Yeah.
In the Rosh, you could, it seems that it amounts to along the same way you have Gula Aruchta, you have Tefillah Aruchta.
But the question is, the question what I would ask is as follows. First of all, there seems to be there's a lot of things that are getting tangled together. You know, there's a concept of Barish Rishos, there's a concept of Pikuach Sakana, Pikuach Nefesh, whatever that is. There's also, there are three things here. There's Psukim, and then there's Yirei Neina, which is a Chasema, and then there's Chatzi Kaddish. Now, clearly, you have to distinguish it for the following reason. For example, let me give an example. The Ramban doesn't say it. Many of you should know not to say it, right? Now, this is what we don't say it. But we say Chatzi Kaddish. Why do we say Chatzi Kaddish? Why do we say Chatzi Kaddish? Also, too, if you're medayik in the Tosfos, there, it seems in the Tosfos is that the first part of Tosfos and the second part, which brings up Rambam, a little bit skewed. Namely, what? Tosfos, in the beginning, focuses on the Yirei Neinu. Rav Amram focuses on the Kaddish. And the following thing is that the fact is that, in fact, actually, in other words, Rav Amram speaks about the Shutz. And Rav Amram is a Rav Amram going, speaks about the Shutz. How did Rav Amram going answer the Tosfos Kasha about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan speaks about something called the Tefillah. Now, I saw in the Seder, I think, Seder Rav Sadja, Seder Rav Sadja, who brings Bishem Rav Chunai Goin, that what they used to do is, here, the Torah says, Avol Gav Dekaimel Kab Yerchen, Dabish Am Turin Reis Lamed Vav. Abu Gav, the Kamil and Kabir, the Namas Shalat Smogul Gulash on Abed Kilzah of this. Ashkir is not a hefsek. Right? Umashu Noyim Ma'asa Bepsukim. Yil ain't in of the Kaddish. Okay? The fish of your name is Shem Noyim Ba'at Kilzah Shalem Basad. As your name is Ache, Ache Sham, Arachat Kilzah of this. So they were sucking these things. Okay, now, that's the rush. So the Torah says some gedolim, the Ramban, I think the Bnei Yehuda didn't say this pesukim. Now he says, "Cause Ramban Chonai v'Midrash Chalim ain Oymer be'Erev Elishtam v'Elishtam Acharei, v'Kem Shalok Karam d'Omer Tfilas Al Shushos Tiknach Chaydim Sha'acha Sha'omer Shem Yisrael La'ad Sha'olim Pesukim Sheish Bem Zmiros v'Shevach." They would say Zmiros and Shevach. The Chunai Goin is a whole new account. According to Chunai Goin, Ma'ariv is Rishos, and because of that, strictly speaking, Ma'ariv ends with Hashkiveinu, and then they would say a few Zemiras, V'Shevach. After that, they would make a bracha, Yirei Neinu, and then they would say Kaddish and go home. It's Ma'ariv in the double Ma'ariv. He doesn't mention that it was a, he doesn't, and this is actually, this is like Kibras of Amram Goin. In fact, actually, I think in Seder of Sajikon also brings the term, I think of the Chunai Goin in the same way too. Which means, it's interesting, and if you look at the Psukim, Yirei Neinu, Moshe Menom Amein, it speaks about Shemira, Shevach and Shemira of the Jewish people, and then they would say that. Now, what I would like to do is I'll take the three shittas, and I would like to now construct an entire history of what happened. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, very good. And with this, we're going to answer all the questions. Now, I want to say that this is, you know, there are different ways of understanding this. But before I get to the different other ways, let me explain to you, let me reconstruct what I think what went on. And I think we'll try to explain everything, you know, very simply, as such. It's clear to me that the beginning tefillas of Ma'ariv was Rosh Hashanah. So, really, you say Hashkiveinu, that was Yom Ha'Ariv. But what they did was they said a few pesukim. If you look at the pesukim speak about Shmira, this and that, Shevach, Shmira, this and that. But no one davened Ma'ariv. And then they said Kaddish and went home.
Why the Kaddish?
Because you always say Kaddish after tefillah. Everything ends with a Kaddish.
Why didn't they take this kabbal then? Because they didn't daven.
They didn't daven. Was it daven? Right, now. Very good, that's right what I'm saying. Now, that's shlav number one. That's number one, period number one. Period number two, now once again, eventually, Ma'ariv is going to be a chiyuv. Eventually we're going to say a halacha for Ma'ariv, but it went in stages, it evolved. The halacha evolved in stages. So stage number one is, no one said Ma'ariv, they said a few psukim of Shevach, of Shmira, they said Kaddish, they went home. No Ma'ariv whatsoever. Tefillas Ma'ariv Rishos. Okay? Stage number two, they figured, maybe they probably added to the psukim and got the names of the Kodesh Baruch Hu to 18, and they added a Yichai Neinu, because that is a bracha.
The minute we're talking about is post Gemara, because
this is all for the time of Goyim.
Close to the Gemara, it's
all for, yeah, we pass in the Gemara, passes Rishos.
So
this is all post Gemara. You see, I'm not mentioning all the Gemara.
If it's a shayla that you're asking, if they weren't saying Gemara, then Rishon Baruch would never have asked the question whether it's Chavar Rishos.
We'll get to 1 second, but when he's asking for the minute, like this, the Gemara passes Rishos. Hilchosa Rishos, that's Baha Hilchos Gedolah. That's the way the Gemara passes. Now, so in other words, stage number one is no Shemana Esrei, a few psukim. Of Lotzai, of Sheva, Kaddish, they go home. Okay, stage number two, I think they probably expanded it. That's what I would say. Stage number two, to Yud Ches Haskalos, and then they said a Yilei Neinu, to give up as a bracha. So it gives a tzur of a bracha, right? So you have an abbreviated Shemana Esrei, and then what? And then, get the Kaddish. That's the end of Tefillah. Now, why is that true? Very good. Because it could possibly be that Ma'ariv was becoming more people davening Ma'ariv. They wanted to make sure that people davened Ma'ariv. Because we see eventually in history Ma'ariv became a Chayiv. So they made what they called, the second stage, they made a what? They made a, in other words, an abbreviated Ma'ariv. So since basically Ma'ariv is Rishos, but they daven abbreviated Ma'ariv, and the reason abbreviated Ma'ariv not a full Ma'ariv is that you act like Rosh explains, because the shuls were outside the community, they wanted to daven fast, and because of that, the daven is the one home. That's stage number two. Okay? Now, stage number three is everybody's davening Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv becomes like becomes a chayiv. Even though Mikdash didn't pass Rishos, becomes a chayiv. So, like the Rishayim say, they kept everything in place. In other words, the Psukim, Moshe Melech Mavim Yome, Yilei Neinu, Kaddish, and then Ma'ariv. And since it's the full Ma'ariv, it gets a Kaddish's Kabbal afterwards. Okay, but that's the way they kept things in place. Now, the fact is that even though the Minig, our Minig, is to daven Ma'ariv, where we took upon ourselves as a chayiv, as the Achreinim all say. But Me'ika Hadin, Ma'ariv is Rishus. For example, L'mai Nafkamina is Rishus. One Nafkamina is that the Rashba paskins, that if a person comes to a shul, this is actually in Shulchan Aruch too, a person comes to a shul, and they're davening Ma'ariv, they're finishing the book with Kriya Shema, and in other words, or for example, Birkas Kriya Shema, well, no, that's what they like. Ma'ariv Rishos, meaning what? Let me get, I was going to give you an afkamina, that according to the Rashi, but that's Tefillah Metziva, it's a different thing.
You don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, we forgot on Yom Kippur.
That's a different thing.
If you realize that you're, let me give an example
of Jews, okay? Let me give an example. In the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Shulchan Aruch paskins that Siv Beis, Siman Reish Laman Vav, Siv Beis, Ein Asapa Ben Gula Da'avas L'Tfilah. You shouldn't speak between Gula Da'avas and Tfilah. Okay, that's a Yechidah. V'Alfa Noigim L'Mash Vodas Ne'Psukim V'Yoreinenu, and even people are Noigim L'Mash Vodas Ne'Psukim V'Yoreinenu, Ein Lahavzik Ben Yoreinenu L'Tfilah. Still shouldn't add any more interruptions. Umiyo, nonetheless, you notice that Mashabach Shliach Tzibur Rosh Chodesh Ben Kaddish Tfilas Arvus. No time to Ben Minyanim Rosh Chodesh. They give what's called a clock and say Yalla V'Yavar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's not a hefsek. Why? It says Kevin. The Shulchan Aruch says Kevin Shutzach Tfilah. Now, you'll notice in Shachris, no one ever gives a clap after Klal Yisrael and says Yalla V'Yavar. Why not? So let me go to the Bi'agor. The Bi'agor, actually, Bi'agor in Sipkan Bey says, first of all, why can you say, give a clap? The clap, because I don't want to have a hefsek. No, clap obviously is not a hefsek. Maybe it could possibly, people give claps anyway. But clap is not a hefsek, but why do you say Yalla V'Yavar? First of all, says the Goyim, we know that you're not to be mafsik. The Goyim is a right for the bracha, memela alef tol baruch. You're not to be mafsik to a bracha and something if it's a tzorek. And says the Goyim, for kosher came for tefillas avos reshus, and certainly tefillas avos reshus, and it brings a shut arashper reis tzadikim, which that's the mishnah brings. In other words, what happens is we allow a certain amount of hefsek with tzorek because ma'ariv is reshus. In other words, by shachris, which is a chayv. And it's a dismissal called the tefillah. We don't allow you to say Yalla V'Yavoy. But in my name, since Bible is Rishos, so you're allowed to say Yalla V'Yavoy. You're allowed to say Yalla V'Yavoy. In other words, clearly the concept of Rishos plays a halachic role. In other words, even though our minutes of Davin Mayim, and we fix it by every night with Davin two Shachlises, nonetheless what? Nonetheless, right? There is a halacha which is called Tfilas Mayim Rishos, and it has all different types of halacha implications. For example, women don't daven Mayim. Women are not daven Mayim. Why not? Because Mayim is Beitzim Rishos. Most girls just don't daven Mayim. Mayim is Rishos. Okay? Now, I want to make the following claim. We're dealing here with two dinim. Let me explain like this. The Yil Einenu V'Yisbach Libeinu, well, the Boshim Emel Yomein, is an issue of Smichas Gula Tfilah. That's what the Torah understands it. And there, for example, some Rishonim didn't say it. And in those who say it, we say it's called Gula Lechta Dami. In other words, the brachos, the Shemana, the eighth Psukim, that clearly is being understood as raising the issue of Spirit Gula Tefillah. And on that we say that since it's Gula Lechta Dami, we don't say it. But some Rishonim held that you shouldn't say it because it's probably so Gula Tefillah. But I claim the Kaddish has nothing to do with physical tefillah. Why did they say Kaddish? Once again, they said the Psukim because the Psukim wasn't a tefillah. The Psukim was for a Shabbat. After that, they added your name to make it a tefillah, but the Psukim is a Shabbat. So why did they say the Psukim? Because it wasn't a Shemana Esrei, right? And now, if we say it, comes the issue, should we say it or not, does it constitute the violation of Rabbi Yechon's Nidus Bezgul Tefillah? But the Kaddish was instituted. The Kaddish was instituted because Tefillah's Mayim was a Rishos. Kaddish means the Tefillah's over. So it turns out we have here, interestingly enough, two dinim. Like this. And if you actually look at the Tosfos, which you went through, we'll see that this actually is what you call Beduya, very clear in Tosfos. The Kaddish is not an issue of Tzvi'as Gula Tefillah. Kaddish is an issue of Tefillah Ma'ir B'Gushos. When they said Kaddish, that meant everything's over, you don't have to damage one Esra anymore. Until today, Tefillah Ma'ir is still Rishos. Of course we don't, I mean it's not Ma'ir. But for example, all the halachic consequences of Rishos, which the Poskim speak about, are applied today. For example, I could say, Yalla v'yavoy. I could even say, Baruch Hu, according to Mechavel. Women are knowing that to David. There are many halachic consequences of Maya Rishos. So, the Kaddish remains today. Even if I don't say, Yalla v'yavoy, like the Ramban, leave it out. But the Kaddish is in place, because the halacha is that Ma'ariv is Rishos. However, the Yirein in of Zech Libeno has nothing to do with Ma'ariv being Rishos HaChayvah. That's just a hafsek, because that was originally created as Shavach and Zmiras, like the Tanoi Goyin says. So therefore, there's a different issue. There the issue is, should I say it or not say it? Is it called Gula Richter? Or is it called the Hefsek between Spinoz Gula Tefillah? So, what I want to say is that the fact is, bottom line, even though Tosfos wants to say, the Kulbasing of Yechus Mayat to the Shus, what I want to say the final thing, the bottom line of Tosfos is that everybody agrees that Mayav is Rishus. And therefore, everybody agrees you're supposed to say Chatzi Kaddish, just like of Amun Goyim says, because Tzvilas Ma'am is Rishos. When we say Chatzi Kaddish, what we're saying is Medina de Gemara, the evening prayer ends here, and after that, you're saying this, that's called a Chayv took upon yourself, but from the Din of the Shas, it's called Rishos. On the other hand, Yireinenu, right? That's something different. Either that was a set of Zemiris or a pigeon Shemana Esrei, which no longer needs to be said. So the question is, should I still say it? Despite the fact it's a hefset between Gula and Tefillah, nonetheless, what? Nonetheless, I can call it since it was a Tekana of the Goyim, it's Gula and Tanya. Do we say no? Since I'm saying Shemana Esrei anyway, I should drop it. It's nothing to do with Mara Bilashon, so Chayva, right? Doesn't say anywhere that I end the Tefillah there, and therefore I shouldn't say that Ramban. So in other words, basically, if we look at the historical development of the halacha, this gives us an elucidation of the shittas of the Rishonim, and then Shalom al Yisrael. There's no stichos in the Poskim. Now, it comes out from this a very, very interesting thing. And this is really what I want to discuss tonight. The shittas is really an introduction to what I want to discuss tonight. We have here an interesting issue, which I think is being everybody's addressing this. I mean, you know, the Rosh, the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, except for Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik in his Shul Zecha Abba Mari, which he makes a tremendous binyan, but we're not going on that derech. I recommend it for those who want to see a beautiful synthesis of why we say Chatzi Kaddish and not Rosh Hashanah Mariyom. But we're not going on that way. I recommend it for those of you who want to a very deep Shia B'Ilun. But the question is like this. What is the role of the Chasimas HaShas in the post-Shas era when the minhag of Klal Yisrael changes? Hashem changes. Here, for example, like this. Here, for example, the Gemara Paskins, Ma'ariv is Rishos. Okay? Now, the fact is that everybody loves Ma'ariv. Everybody knows the Ma'ariv. I mean, no one misses Ma'ariv. I mean, no one from misses Ma'ariv. So, the concept of Tfilas Ma'ariv Mishulas takes on new implications. For example, in Leish Lamed Vav, according to, as the Gaon brings, B'Shem Neshut HaRashba, Ma'ariv Mishulas basically means that I have more liberty in making half second than in Shachris. In Shachris, I can give a clock after Gaon Yisrael, but I don't say Yalav V'Yavon. But for Zer Vat, in Ma'ariv, I do say Yalav V'Yavon. Not to mention, I say Chatzi Kaddish. In other words, Tefillas Ma'ariv Mishulas, at least from the Rav Nachmanoy Goyin, from the Rishonim, we see it was at one time that people literally didn't daven Ma'ariv. There was clearly a minhag of people not to daven Ma'ariv.
When did those people who said Tefillas Ma'ariv Chayva stop davening Ma'ariv?
I don't know. But it's clear the Gemara Paskins Hilchasa Ma'ariv Rishos Hilchasa is from the time of the Goyin. I think that helps good ideas,
probably.
From the time of the Goyim.
When it comes to the Chasimus HaShas, did everyone wake up one morning and say, that's the Chasimus HaShas, let's all change now to what
the... I don't know, but the Gemara says, Chavzayim HaBeis, Behilchus HaNati, Al Gios says, Hilchus HaKarova. The Gemara Paskins, right? Alach HaDivar HaOymi L'Shus. Oh, Rava. Actually, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Actually, it's not true. There's a Gios of Taisvus. The Gemara says, Rava Amar Halakha Divrei Oymer Rishos. So Gubas in the time of Rava is not davening Ma'ariv. However, the Tosfos says, Hilchos HaKavasi Darav. So Hilchos is a Lashon of Hilchos Gedolos. So the Machlok in the Gemara and the Tosfos, or two Gersois in the Gemara. According to the Gers that we have, they would probably stop davening Ma'ariv time of Abai the Rava, it was Gubas Roy. According to the Tosfos, Mashva, they probably stopped davening Ma'ariv at the time of the Hilchos Gedolos going. Okay? But anyway, so in other words, what happens is that people take on the chayva of Ma'ariv. But still, Ma'ariv is Rishos. That's what the Gemara Paskins. You can't, people are not going to, in other words, people, the minig of minig Yisrael after the time of the Shas cannot uproot a psak of the Gemara. So even though people are noyig, people are, have habituated themselves to daven the Ma'ariv, nonetheless, the halachas of Ma'ariv are halachas of Rishos. I haven't changed the basic psak of the Gemara, except that what I do, I reformulate the psak of the Gemara. Just like Tosfos says in Chavo Manala, Rishos doesn't mean that I don't daven, it just means that there's another mitzvah that I do the mitzvah instead of Ma'ariv. And we've seen this many times. For example, Liv, you mentioned Ma'ariv. Let me give an example where this comes up in my roof. Okay? First night of Ma'ariv and Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, right? So let me give an example of Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh where this issue comes up. First night of Rosh Chodesh, I say Yalav V'Yavon. I forget to say Yalav V'Yavon. What's the lach? Am I Chodesh? No. Why am I not Chodesh? Because there was no Kiddush Chodesh at night. Right? Now, what if I forget to say Yalav Yavon the second night? What's the halacha? The Tosfos addresses this lama b'beis and brochais, and Tosfos says, right? He brings a shita that says over lana shniyah machzira leisa. I should go back because if I'm a kaiser the first night, I'm going to say l'makodesh. But Tosfos says, "Lo near a lachalik." What does that mean? If you look in the Mishnah Bora, the Mishnah Bora paskins, I forget Yalav and Yavoy the second night. I don't think I ever thought about this. But if you forget Yalav the second night, Mishnah Bora paskins, you don't go back. Why not? Because it's a suffix. Whether it's the first day or the second day. In other words, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's a suffix. Whether it's Rosh Chodesh the first day, second day. So if on a Vali you don't go back, something you shouldn't go back. That's the Mishnah Bora paskins. I have a question. What suffix? There's no suffix. There hasn't been a suffix in 2,000 years. I mean, you ever learn Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh? There's no suffix. There's no edit. What suffix? But it's interesting that if you go to the Shulchan Aruch, I think Siman Kuf Zayin, all the halachas of forgetting Yalav Yavai, even the first night, the second night, they're all totally on suffix. topic. There's no topic anymore. What's the point? The point is that even though Bizman Hazeh today is not a suffix, the halacha is arbitrated are based upon the situation as it was in the time of the Gemara when it was a suffix. At least a certain time. So we see clearly that there are many halachas which in fact we arbitrate paskin, even though what we're paskining is a halachic, based upon a halachic period, which was operative during the time of the Gemara, was no longer operative. For example, if a simple question, an egg that's born, the second day, born on the first day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov. Why can you do it? Because the Gemara is Yom Tov Shach. Or, right, in other words, if the first day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov, second day is not Yom Tov. It's saying Yom Tov is Yom Tov, the first day wasn't Yom Tov, it wasn't Yom Tov. I have a question. There's no suffix today. We're both the piece of the Achaza. However, we're done the Shaila as if there was a suffix. Because when the Gemara made the statement, it made it at times there was actually a suffix. An incredible thing. We see here that we're still with the Shas. The minute the Metzias, the reality has changed, but the halacha moves forward as if nothing changed. We're still in the Shas. That's called the Chasimus HaShas. It wasn't just Nechtam. It continues in the same state. And that's what we see a little bit over here. We see over here, now here that Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishos. Ah, everybody's davening Ma'ariv. There's a difference though. The Chavtza. It's a Rishos. Which means that other than davening Ma'ariv, I treat as Rishos. A Mapsik, when we don't daven Ma'ariv, v'chuli v'chuli, etc., etc. Now, it's interesting is that the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh make this statement is that they established, I mean, they statement that since they were conveyed, since somehow the Yirei Neinu and the Kaddish made the liturgy, so therefore it stays the way it does. Now what does that mean, it stays the way it does? There is a concept, the Gemara says, I think, in the Vomis HaFlam Beis of Aleph, that sometimes there's a Mishnah, there's a ratio of a Mishnah, we give a Mishnah, a Sefer. The Sefer rejects the ratio, the ratio said in the previous year, and the Gemara says, Mishnah Lishayna Lizazim in Kaima. In other words, Chazal, don't throw away Mishnayas, even though at a later period we might reject it. It stays in the literature. So you can understand that maybe this halacha, the Rinyena, the Rosh is, Tefillah Lishayna Lizazim in Kaima. This is the minute we have. We only air. We don't take away from a minute. Since this was nikva, it was, for some reason, it was accepted, it was established, we don't undo a minute. We just air it.
Why is there a din of tashlumin for ma'ariv? Was that even according to the sheets?
Well, even though the tumah ma'ariv, because the rib says, because since a person was conveyed as a chayv, he has to make the tumah mikah then. The Ma'ariv will say this man is it. The Torah actually asks that question. The Torah actually says that really you're supposed to daven, except that Rishus just means that having a mitzvah it's daven. You're really supposed to daven. But then the Rib says since you were kaveh as a chayv, you daven it anyway. Since I said it was kaveh as a chayv. But I mean, because man is it, of course, you know, that's what we've touched on. Okay, in any case, I see that I've entered into a subject matter which I'm not going to finish in the next 3-4 minutes, which we only have left. So we're going to actually leave it at here. There's a lot of very important issues to ponder, which actually have very profound implications in the Chasimus HaShas and the nature of the Locha, the way it is adjudicated after the time of Chasimus HaShas. We've given a few examples. We haven't gotten to the bottom line, which we will do not next week. Next week is Purim. I want to wish everybody a finish in Purim. We're off on Purim. It's also passing halacha when you're a shikah, and therefore we will not have a shia. So certainly a shia speaks about halacha. But the mitzvah shia, we will continue the shia in 2 weeks from the undisclosed place in Yerushalayim of HaKadosh, called to Freilich and Purim. Be well.